We're joined right now by our guest, Kosciuszko Mayor Tim Kyle, for a minute with the mayor. And, Mayor, we appreciate you for coming on and, as I said, kind of braving this heat wave that we have going on. And last night had an alderman meeting. No public hearings or anything like that, so you jumped right into new business. And going to be something coming up in July in downtown Kosciuszko. Got to close the road for it.
Yeah, the KAP is having an event. It's going to be July the 14th. It's going to be from like 5 to 8. And it's being called Night of the Natchez. I think they're expecting maybe 8 food trucks and 3 or 4 bands that's going to be playing that night. Just a nice family event to come out to.
Yep. And after that, there's a whole lot of extra property at the PD that you got to sell.
Yeah, PD, you know, got a lot of new equipment this year. Some of those old body cams that were defective, it's a lot of that stuff, old computers, just stuff that really has no value that we need to declare surplus property so we could get rid of it.
And next up was something new in the or a new city handbook. You had to, you know, maybe kind of approve some things and approve a handbook, but I think that got tabled so we could look at it a little bit more.
Yes, we did type of that. So, you know, we have a new police chief that's R.J. Adams that is taking a position right now. Some of the changes in there affected the employees there and the PD. So he just wanted to take a look at it before we approved that. So we said that'd be fine. We'll just table that to the next board meeting.
And the next two items of business were sort of together. You know, a new contract worker for the city doing some pump maintenance, and then I got to purchase a new pump for our wastewater.
Yeah, you know, June 1st, Kosciuszko, we took over our wastewater back from MSI. And then years ago when the city operated our own system, we had a company actually out of Forest, I think it was, that we had a contract with that they came every week and they serviced our pumps, you know, went around, checked anything that was wrong, they'd repair. So we have a local guy now that can do that, Mr. Galen Shoemaker. So we going to sign a contract with him to do our pump maintenance.
Yep. And then speaking of pumps, you got to get a new one.
Yeah, one of our lift stations has been limping along for a while, so that pump is about on its last leg. So we've ordered a new one, and you know, bad thing, we talk about these supply chain issues now. You know, we're looking at 8 to 12 weeks, you know, for that pump to come in. So we do have a bypass pump that's over there that we've actually leased from Galen at the time being, just to keep that system going on that side.
Yep. And then after that, it's a lot of employee things like a resignation, transferring employees, new employees, and new volunteers.
Yeah, we had one resignation out of 911, Mr. Justin Renhack, went back into the private sector, and then we transferred an employee back into wastewater. Alfred Harmon was working in streets, so now we've transferred him back into the wastewater department. And in the PD, we promoted Lieutenant Wilbert Nelson to captain.
And, you know, got some new hires and at the police department and some new volunteers at the fire department. I know that was a big thing that the chief was talking about, how they've had more volunteers than they've had probably 20 years.
Well, that's correct. Last night, the board hired Mr. Greg Collins back as investigator, and Matt Ward will be coming back as patrol too. And then in the volunteer firefighters, like we've talked about, Chief said he's up to 13 volunteers. It's the most he's had probably 10, 15 years or more.
Yeah, and I think, was it 15 is the most that you can?
Well, that's the goal that he's shooting for.
Okay.
And, you know, part of these volunteers and stuff, you know, we've talked about this in the past, you know, trying to reduce our fire rating and stuff, you know, get a lower number on that so our insurance is cheaper for our residents. And, you know, that's one of the requirements. You need volunteers. You need so many people that comes out to a fire. And so the more volunteers you got, because, you know, not everybody can come every fire. So if you've got a good group, you always have the number that you need to respond to a fire.
Yeah, and you got to have a good group. This is, you know, as hot as it is outside, wanting to go to a fire these days, you know, you got to want to. After that, just the, you know, travel and claims and all that other things. I know some other things you might want to talk about is the Lions Club Band performing in Kosciuszko last
night. And I'm telling you, if anybody missed that, they missed a great show. You know, the Mississippi All-State Lions Band performed in Kosciuszko. those kids are the best of the best. I think it was like 180 members in that band. They've been at Pearl River Junior College, for, I think, for the last week, you know, preparing for what they're doing on this tour. They actually performed there, I think, night before last. They performed in Kosciuszko last night. I think they're going to perform in South Haven today. And then they fly out from Memphis going to Montreal, Canada. The Wherever Lions Club International holds their convention every year, part of that is a kind of like they have marching bands and stuff, and they perform before that. And I think the Mississippi Lions Club band has won that several times, you know, international events. So, I mean, it was a phenomenal event last night. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, they've won, 35 times is what they said last night. And that's against bands from all around the world.
That's right.
Not just in the country or not just in the Southeast. I mean, you got marching bands from, almost any country that sends a club to the convention.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, so they're pretty good, and they've had 72 years of competition, and they've won 35 times, so just a little under half of the competitions that the Mississippi band
and you know some won. Some of the guys that's been involved in that, you know, Mr. Grove's here, you know, he's been involved in that all-state band a lot in the past. Mickey Mangrum used to be the band director here. He's involved with that now. A lot of ties to Kosciuszko, people that have been in the band over the years, and then people that have been, leaders in that band. So it's a lot of ties to Kosciuszko, and we were really, really fortunate to get them to come here.
Yeah, and Mr. Mangum surprised everybody last night with a performance of the Kosciuszko alma mater. He taught the Lions band how to play Kozzy High. So, yes, he was directing. They played that, and, you know, the Kosciuszko members in attendance all stood up and sang Kozzy High. But think about that last night. There's a lot of folks that weren't from Kosciuszko.
Exactly. These were people from all over the state that were there last night. I actually saw a lot of out-of-state cars there.
Yeah, the Lions band draws a lot of folks. And then I know a couple of other things that you wanted to talk about. Just a couple of events coming up.
Yes. You know, we had that last night. We just mentioned Night on the Natchez is going to be July 14th, but a few events that's going to be in June. KAP is having their farm to table, and that will be June the 28th, and that's going to be at 6:30 at Behind the Pines. Katie Dabbs and Becca McDaniel will be the ones preparing the food this year, and that will be food that they gather from local farmers. So you can get your tickets at the KAP. I think those tickets are like $25 a piece. So, go by KAP. That's always a great event, great food, and I think they're going to have a little bit of entertainment or some other activities there that night. And then on June 30th, the Historical Society is putting on Kozzy Pops concert, and that will be at 7 o'clock on June the 30th at the Cultural Center. So that's always really good local music and stuff there too. So, you know, if you're looking for something to do, got a lot of things still to do at the end of this month. So look forward to people coming out and enjoying it.
One more thing that wasn't talked about last night, but I know you had a meeting about it last week, and that was taking bids on some street paving that might be going on pretty soon.
That is correct. You know, we did open our bids, I think that was last Friday, and we did accept a bid that was within our money. And, you know, we was kind of afraid that with the cost of oil and everything and how it affects the asphalt cost, but we were able to accept a bid. So hopefully you'll start seeing some street paving coming on here before too much longer.
Yep. And all right, Mayor, well, that's all I had, unless there's anything else you wanted to mention this morning.
I think that's all, Brett.
All right. Well, we appreciate you for stopping by. As I said, it's a chore to get out in this heat and go anywhere these days, but we appreciate you coming on with us this morning.
All right. Thanks, man. Breezy 101.